Hey everyone and welcome. Today we're going to be diving deep into something that I think a lot of you are really interested in. We're talking all about how to build a sustainable e-commerce brand.
Ooh, yeah. That's a hot topic these days.
It really is. You know, we keep hearing more and more about it, and I think for a lot of people, it feels kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, like where do you even begin? I mean, slapping an eco-friendly sticker on your product doesn't exactly cut it anymore, does it?
No, not at all. Consumers are way too smart for that.
Exactly. They can spot greenwashing from a mile away.
And honestly, why would you even want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't just about appearances.
Right. It's about actually building a business that's good for the planet.
Right.
A&D, good for your bottom line.
That's exactly what we're going to be exploring today. Now, we've been digging into some expert advice on this topic, and we're excited to share some key takeaways with you.
Yeah, this isn't just our opinions. We're bringing you the insights of someone who's been there and done that.
Right. This expert has actually transformed their own e-commerce business into a sustainable powerhouse.
And they've seen some pretty amazing results. Like, did you know that sustainable brands are actually growing 69% faster than traditional brands?
Wow. 69%. That's huge.
It is. But that's not all. The expert also uncovered what they call a hidden ROI to sustainability.
Ooh, hidden ROI. I like the sound of that. Tell me more.
Well, it turns out that sustainability, when done right, can actually boost your profits.
So it's not just about doing good, it's about doing well, too.
Exactly. And the expert has a really cool anecdote about this. They actually found that by simply optimizing their packaging, they were able to cut costs by 30%.
30% just from packaging. That's incredible.
It is. And it shows that sustainability isn't a cost center, it's actually a profit driver.
Okay, so I'm officially intrigued. But let's back up a bit. Where do we even begin with all of this? How do we start building a sustainable e-commerce brand?
Well, the expert emphasizes that it all starts with your brand's DNA.
Brand DNA. What do you mean by that?
It's about weaving sustainability into the very fabric of your business. It has to be a core part of your identity, not just an afterthought.
So it's bigger than just the products you sell.
Way bigger. It's about your values, your mission, your purpose.
So how do you actually put that into practice?
Well, it starts with setting clear, measurable goals. For example, maybe you aim to use 100% recyclable packaging by a certain year.
Or maybe you want to significantly reduce your carbon footprint.
Exactly. It's about taking concrete actions, not just making vague statements about being eco-friendly.
I'm starting to see the difference here. It's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Right. And those actions should extend to every aspect of your business, starting with your products themselves.
Oh, so you're saying that sustainability should be a factor even in the product development phase?
Absolutely. You need to think about the entire life cycle of your product, from the raw materials to how it's eventually disposed of.
So choosing the right suppliers is crucial, even if it might cost a bit more upfront.
Exactly. It's about finding partners who share your commitment to sustainability and ethical practices.
It sounds like making those conscious choices early on can really pay off in the long run.
It definitely can. And it all ties back to that brand DNA we were talking about.
Okay, so we've talked about purpose. We've talked about product development. What's next?
Next comes probably one of the most challenging aspects, the supply chain.
Ah, yes, the supply chain. That can be a real beast.
It can. But it's also where you can have the biggest impact. The experts suggest mapping out your entire supply chain and identifying what they call environmental hotspots.
Environmental hotspots.
Yeah. Basically, these are the areas where your operations are having the most negative impact on the environment.
I see. So once you identify those hotspots, what do you do?
Well, that's where the real work begins. The expert recommends a few different strategies. For example, you could try to move your production closer to your customers to reduce transportation emissions.
That makes sense. Shorter distances mean a smaller carbon footprint.
Right. You could also partner with suppliers who are already using renewable energy.
Or maybe even explore ways to implement circular economy principles.
Ooh, yeah, the circular economy. That's a fascinating concept.
It is. But to be honest, I'm not entirely sure I understand what it means.
It's basically a model where you try to eliminate waste altogether by keeping resources in use for as long as possible.
So like using recycled materials or designing products that can be easily repaired.
Exactly. It can get pretty complex, but it's a really powerful way to reduce your environmental impact.
Sounds like it's worth exploring further. But for now, let's move on to something a bit more tangible. Packaging.
Ah, yes, packaging. It's the first thing your customers see, so it's a really important part of your brand's sustainability story.
And I think a lot of people assume that sustainable packaging just means using recycled materials.
Right, but it's actually a lot more nuanced than that. The expert emphasizes that you need to rethink your entire packaging strategy.
So what does that look like in practice?
Well, for starters, you can try to optimize your packaging size to reduce material use. This can also save you money on shipping costs.
Two birds, one stone. I like it.
And of course, choosing the right type of sustainable materials is key. But the expert also mentioned some really innovative ideas like packaging return programs.
Wait, packaging return programs? Like customers can send their packaging back to you?
Yep. It's a great way to minimize waste, and it also shows your customers that you're serious about sustainability.
I love that. It's such a tangible way to demonstrate your commitment.
Right.
But what about the digital side of things? Where does sustainability come into play in the online world?
That's a great question, and it might seem less obvious, but sustainability is just as important in the digital realm.
So you're saying that even our websites and online operations can have an environmental impact?
Absolutely. Think about things like web hosting, data storage, and even the energy it takes to power all those servers.
I never really thought about it that way.
But it all adds up. And the good news is that there are simple things you can do to make your online presence more sustainable, like choosing green web hosting, for example.
Green web hosting? Is that a thing?
It is. It means that your website is powered by renewable energy sources.
Wow. I had no idea. So even something as simple as choosing the right web hosting provider can make a difference.
Exactly. And it shows your customers that you're thinking about sustainability in every aspect of your business.
Okay, so I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. It's not just about making a few eco-friendly tweaks. It's about weaving sustainability into every single detail of your e-commerce business.
You got it. It's a holistic approach.
And it sounds like it can be a lot to handle.
It can, but it's also incredibly rewarding. And remember, you don't have to be perfect overnight. It's a journey.
Right. It's about progress, not perfection.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to be talking about when we come back in part two.
Stay tuned, because we're going to be diving into how to communicate all these amazing sustainability efforts to your customers.
It's one thing to be doing the right thing, but you also got to let people know about it.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Now, before the break, we were talking about how you got to let people know about all the amazing sustainability stuff you're doing.
Right. Because it's great to be making all these changes behind the scenes. But if you're not telling anyone about it,
it's almost like it's not happening, right?
Yeah. Like, how are your customers supposed to know that you're making a difference? And how are they going to get excited about supporting you?
Exactly. And honestly, it kind of defeats the purpose a little, doesn't it? If nobody knows you're doing all this good stuff.
So how do you actually go about communicating your sustainability efforts effectively?
Well, this expert we've been talking about, they suggest a few different ways to do it. One way is through your product pages.
Oh, yeah, your product pages. That's where people are really looking at the details.
Right. And it's a perfect place to explain your sustainable practices, you know, like where your materials come from or how your product is better for the environment.
Yeah, I've noticed that some brands are even including little icons or badges on their product images to highlight things like recycled content or fair trade practices.
Oh, that's a great idea. It's a quick and easy way for customers to see what you're all about.
And then I've also seen some brands putting out these really cool sustainability reports.
Oh, yeah, the reports. Those are awesome.
Right. They lay out all their environmental goals and track their progress over time.
It's a great way to be transparent and accountable, you know. It shows customers that you're serious about this stuff.
Exactly. And I think that kind of transparency can really build trust with your audience.
Definitely. And then, of course, you've got social media.
Oh, yeah, social media. Can't forget about that.
It's such a powerful tool for connecting with your customers and raising awareness about important issues.
And it's a great way to show the human side of your brand. You know, like, you're not just some faceless corporation. You're actually people who care about the planet.
Totally. And people want to support brands that align with their values.
Speaking of connecting with customers, the expert also brought up this really interesting idea of having a sustainability dashboard on your website.
Yeah, the dashboard, that's a fun one.
Right. Like an interactive tool where people can track your progress towards your sustainability goals.
It's kind of like giving your customers a behind-the-scenes look at your operations.
Yeah, and it shows that you're not afraid to be held accountable.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about rethinking your product development. We've covered greening your supply chain and even getting your digital house in order.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
But where do we go from here? What does the future hold for sustainable e-commerce?
That is the million-dollar question. But this expert, they believe that the brands who are really going to thrive in the future are the ones who see sustainability as an opportunity, not a burden.
Ooh, I like that. an opportunity, not a burden.
Right. It's about being innovative and creative and finding new solutions to old problems.
That it's about seeing limitations as a chance to do things differently, to do things better.
Exactly. And remember, this is an ongoing journey. There's no finish line.
That's such an important point. It's not about being perfect. It's about constantly striving to improve.
And being honest about your challenges along the way.
Right. Because nobody's perfect.
And I think customers appreciate that honesty. They want to support brands that are making a genuine effort, even if they're not there yet.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Exactly. So what does all this mean for our listener who's trying to build a sustainable e-commerce brand in this ever-changing world?
I think the key takeaway is that the future of e-commerce is sustainable.
Like, there's no doubt about it.
It's not even a question anymore. Mm-hmm. Consumers are demanding it, and the brands who embrace it are the ones who are going to succeed.
And it makes sense, right? It's not just about doing the right thing for the planet. It's also the smart thing to do for your business.
Exactly. Now, towards the end of the source material here, the expert makes this really interesting point.
Oh, what is it?
They talk about how there's a big difference between understanding these principles of sustainable e-commerce and actually putting them into practice in a way that's, well, flawless.
Ah, I see. So it's one thing to know what you should be doing, but it's another thing to actually do it perfectly.
Right. And even small missteps can set you back, especially in such a competitive market. So what's the solution? Is it just trial and error? Learn as you go.
Well, there's definitely something to be said for learning by doing, but there's also a lot to be said for leveraging the expertise of people who've already been down this road.
You mean like working with a consultant or an expert who can help you navigate the process?
Exactly. And guess what? The expert we've been discussing, they actually offer their services to help businesses do just that.
No way. So they're not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. And helping others do the same.
That's right. They help businesses avoid those costly pitfalls that can derail even the best intentions.
It's like having a trusted guide to help you make smarter decisions.
Right. So if you're feeling inspired by what we've been discussing today, if you're ready to take that next step and turn your passion for sustainability into a thriving e-commerce business,
maybe reaching out to an expert is the right move for you.
It's something to consider for sure. Expertise and guidance can make all the difference.
Especially when you're dealing with something as complex as sustainable e-commerce.
And remember, this expert specifically offered to help businesses on their sustainability journey. Maybe this deep dive has given you that little push you needed to reach out.
I love that. It's so cool to think that this conversation could be the catalyst for someone out there to create a truly impactful, sustainable e-commerce brand.
That would be amazing. But before we wrap up, I'm curious to hear what the expert had to say about what the future holds for all of this.
Oh, yeah. That's a great question. They had some really interesting thoughts on that.
They did. We'll dive into those insights when we come back for the final part of our deep dive.
Don't miss it. Welcome back to the show. Now, before the break, we were just about to get into the expert's thoughts on what the future holds for sustainable e-commerce.
Oh, yeah. They had some really fascinating predictions.
And what did they say? What's coming down the pipeline?
Well, one thing that really stood out was the idea that sustainability is going to become even more intertwined with technology.
Ooh, technology. Now, that's interesting. What do they have in mind? Like AI and all that?
Exactly. They talked about how AI and machine learning can be used to optimize supply chains and, you know, make everything run more efficiently.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Less waste, less energy consumption, all that good stuff.
Right. And they even talked about how AI could be used to personalize the customer experience around sustainability, which I thought was really cool.
Ooh, personalized sustainability. Tell me more about that. What does that even look like?
Well, imagine you're shopping online and the website is able to recommend products to you based on your individual sustainability preferences.
Oh, wow. So like if I'm really into products made from recycled materials, the website would prioritize showing me those options.
Exactly. Or maybe you're trying to reduce your carbon footprint, so the website could suggest products that are made locally or shipped using sustainable methods.
That's amazing. It's like taking all the guesswork out of sustainable shopping.
Right. And the expert also predicted that we're going to see a rise in what they call conscious consumerism.
Conscious consumerism, huh? What does that mean?
Well, it basically means that people are becoming more aware of the impact their purchases have on the world, and they're actively seeking out brands that align with their values.
Yeah, that resonates with me. I definitely find myself paying more attention to where my products come from and how they're made.
Exactly. And this trend is only going to get stronger, the expert believes. Transparency and authenticity are going to be more important than ever.
So it's not enough for brands to just talk about sustainability. They have to actually walk the walk.
Yep. Consumers can smell greenwashing a mile away. They want to see real action and measurable results.
So what does all this mean for our listeners who are, you know, just starting out on their sustainability journey? Mm-hmm. What's the most important thing for them to keep in mind?
I think the key takeaway is that building a sustainable business is not just about doing the right thing for the planet. It's also about creating a business that's more resilient, more profitable, and more future-proof.
And how do you do that?
Well, it all starts with taking that first step. Don't be afraid to experiment, to learn, to make mistakes along the way.
And don't be afraid to ask for help, right?
Exactly. There are so many resources and experts out there who can guide you. Remember that expert we were talking about? Reaching out to someone like them could be a game changer.
It really could. Expertise and guidance can make all the difference. So to wrap things up, I just want to say that I'm so excited about the future of sustainable e-commerce.
Me too. It feels like we're on the cusp of something really big.
And I truly believe that every choice we make, no matter how small, can have a ripple effect.
It's true. So keep learning, keep experimenting, and keep striving to make your e-commerce business a force for good in the world.
I love that. A force for good. Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.
And until next time, keep making a positive impact.
See you next time.